All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. How you doing, Leaf?
Good. How are you, Deputy D?
I am doing good, but I know you just got in off the water, and we happen to be talking on a beautiful day out there.
Oh, man, and how, right? I mean, just blue skies and warm.
It's warm. I've noticed a lot of snow's been melting. Mm-hmm. What's the flow at these days?
Well, you know, it's been the same story all year. It seems to keep bumping between 600 and 1,000. Last week it was down at 700. We had a phenomenal day. A local guy, Rick Fulcher, and his buddy Dennis, we had a phenomenal day out there. Got into quite a few fish. And I even got out there with your Mahoney's neighbor over here.
Oh, really?
We got out there with Jeff. And I believe he's the neighbor to you, or Jerry, rather. And he got into some fish, too. And, man, it's just been great. But the water, you just kind of are a victim to what it's going to do. And right now it's back up. Yeah. But it's going to come back down once it puts the squeeze on the snow it's been squeezing.
Yeah, and folks should realize, I mean, we make these reports, and they're good for a few days. Sometimes the water, like it has lately, goes up and down, up to around, you know, maybe 1,000 cubic feet a minute lately, which means it's kind of high. How has that changed your approach, or where you're going? You going upstream a little bit?
Yeah, today, you know, I always believe in doing at least 2 or 3 hours for every hour I have somebody out there to guarantee that I know where the fish are. So I was kind of searching around the upper stretches to see how far up they'd moved, because it's a good idea to get above Beaver as far as water clarity. Uh-huh. Beaver Creek's ejecting that stuff from the fire. And then above the Twist River is going to take it down another, you know, few hundred CFS there for you too. And so the stretches above, you know, they're not as many, but I've gotten them as far up as the high school area now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're up there. And so if you're just here and you want to fish and you're down on that lower section, and it's just all blown out, you know, take your time with it and find those slow slots and fish the foam lines. But they are up here, and they're definitely under those foam lines because with these temps and the sunlight, that's what it takes to bring these bugs up and have them pop. And we're having some of those peak late winter bug hatches that I always talk about. The midges and the chironomids and these small snowstones, the little black stones, have been just going off. And you can actually see fish starting to jump again. I saw a full-size steelhead do a backflip in the back eddy going after a bug. So you'll see fish moving around again. It's not just totally freezing anymore.
It's always surprising, isn't it, to see how the little fluctuations in Mother Nature. In other words, it gets warm a little bit. The fish see those bugs coming down, and they act like fish again. I mean, even in the middle of the winter.
Yeah, and it's funny because they're just tiny little bugs. I've been lately, you know, if it's a sunny day, using the little black chironomid with the white head, or on the cloudy days, doing a little bit of color, so using the red with the white head. But it's just about the size of that little tiny insect that they're just kind of gorging themselves on by the hundreds. Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't be much if they weren't stacked up in there like they are, and all they do is just kind of sit there and sift through them. So you just got to kind of watch for them. Take your time when you ease into the holes. Maybe fish at about, you know, a third of the way down the hole, but keep your eye down below you and try to figure out where they are before you get there and spook them.
So last time you were in, you showed me a new a fly you'd tied up, the Seahawks fly.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to float that yet?
Well, you know, I've only tied up the one, and I just have not wanted to lose it because I feel like it's a lucky bug right now. So I want to do the beast mode too, but I need to get a little bit of hooks and this. I want the black ostrich for those mighty dreadlocks. And
don't you need something gold down at the
bottom? Now, maybe? I mean, when I first started like thinking of this fly, he wasn't sporting those gold shoes. So good idea. I'll have to put a little gold flash on the tail for sure. But I want something nice and heavy that's just going to bust through and get big fish. And I'll call that one the B mode.
Well, I definitely give us a report there on the Seahawks flies. So, before we leave, I'm guessing that there's still some ice fishing, some lake fishing out there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you could still get out on the ice. All these lakes had had formed up a really thick layer of ice this winter, and the only hitch is that snow on the top layer there is going to be kind of melting, which might kind of spook you out, but more to the point, it's going to kind of get your feet wet if you don't have some muck boots or something like that. But I'd say if you were itching, this is kind of your last chance to do it. Maybe get out there and check it out one time. Yeah. Davis for the big bows, or up there at Patterson for the spiny ray, never know what grab bag.
Yeah, yeah. And it's always something that the kids can do too. Just take along some stools to stay out of the water. Yeah.
Bucket for them to sit on and haul your fish out that way.
There you go.
If you guys need any more information, just want to know what's going on over here, how the fishing's been looking, or you want to book a trip, just get in touch with us there at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And MetHow Fishing Adventures has our blog up to date all the time, and we'll get you in the know. Enjoy the sun, enjoy the snow, and get your fish on.
All right.